Peter, your own role has changed. I mean, in those days, you were the hero on the pitch. Now, of course, you're in the boardroom. Mm. Inevitably, the fans' view of you has changed over that time as well, with, you know, with the harsh realities of what you have to do in the boardroom and so on. How are you coping yourself with that sort of change in viewpoint from the fans?
I don't have any problem whatsoever, because I everything I do is for the good of the football club. I try my best for the fans, especially. You know, I do all sorts of things, and I mean, that is my job, to work with the fans and try and keep them informed of what we're doing. Now, if some fans take exception to that, there's nothing I can do about it. But the one thing I could definitely say is I've never led the fans down the garden path. I tell them how it is. Sometimes they don't like when you tell them how it is. But, you know, you've got to tell them how it is, because that was the policy we set off. We'd keep the fans informed what was going on. And that's what we've done. Hopefully now, you know, there's going to be a bit of a change at the club. Hopefully, you know, there has been a bit of a split in the camp. I would like to think that all the fans will get together again and get behind the club and stop having individual reasons for not sort of backing the football club. You know, the football club is the main thing in all of this, and I just hope that we can...
What's your own view, Peter, on involving the fans more in the running of the club, like the supporters trust
No, I don't think that...
You're not a fan of that?
No, that's never worked at any football club. You know, that's never worked at any football club. No, people put their money in. They put a lot of money into the football club. It's their decision to run the football club. You know, the decisions are made. If somebody's put 20, 30 million pounds into a football club, you know, they are entitled to run the football club to the best of the way they want to run the football club. I think having meetings and talking about things, I don't think that is unreasonable. But certainly, I don't honestly believe that you know, that these things have ever worked, because I've seen loads of. Cases where fans have took over clubs, and it's usually finished up in disaster.